Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, cornerstone of Oklahoma medicine, with physician members who are committed to better health for all Oklahomans. Learn more at okmed.org.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, the legislative session ended on May 30th, and Governor Kevin Stitt has declared it the best session in his 7 years as governor. He called it amazing. What does Stitt point to in making that assessment?
Well, Governor Stitt points to policy proposals that he outlined in his February State of the State address, which the legislature passed. Probably the biggest of these was the individual income tax cut and the path to zero, the tax's eventual elimination, which lawmakers approved. Stitt also called on lawmakers to exempt what is called behind-the-meter energy production for companies from Corporation Commission oversight, and the lawmakers did that. The legislature also passed new caps on punitive damages, a tort reform issue Stitt advocated, and Stitt also asked lawmakers to finish the process of creating business courts, which they did as well. And he urged lawmakers to prohibit cell phones in school classrooms and to eliminate virtual classroom days, which they also approved. In short, many of the things he asked for, he got, so it was a pretty successful session.
How are other people at the Capitol characterizing the session?
House Speaker Kyle Hilbert and Senate President Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton largely agreed with Stitt. Speaking with reporters May 29th, Hilbert said, "The governor should be very happy. He got everything he wanted this session." And they too said those policies would benefit the state. On one hand, Democrats saw things differently. Senate Minority Leader Julia Kurt and House Minority Leader Cindy Munson noted that many of the bills touted by Republicans would not help working Oklahomans. On the other hand, they noted legislative victories of their own, such as extending maternity leave for teachers, legislation that would improve child care accessibility in the state, and increasing compensation for those wrongly incarcerated.
What work remains for the governor to complete the session?
Lawmakers passed 21 bills during the final 5 days of the legislative session. So under the Constitution, Stitt has 15 days until June 14th to sign or veto those measures. If he takes no action, they are considered vetoed. Stitt said Wednesday he and his team would be reviewing those bills and acting on them in the coming days.
Governor Stitt has appointed retired Rear Admiral Gregory Slavonic as interim commissioner of the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. He replaces Allie Friesen, who was terminated as commissioner by legislative vote on May 29th. Now, that was the first time an agency head has been removed that way. How did the legislature gain that authority?
I wonder if this was a be careful what you ask for situation. During the 2019 session, Stitt's first, he asked the legislature to give him the authority to appoint the executive director of 5 significant state agencies: mental health, corrections, juvenile affairs, the healthcare authority, and the Department of Transportation. And they gave him that authority. But in doing so, they also gave themselves the power to remove that person. And Governor Stitt signed those bills. So it was that power that they exercised in the final hours of the legislative session.
All right. Some issues gained little traction this session. At the top of the list was the much talked about, little done about matter of immigration.
You're right. Immigration was a big issue in the 2024 national election and even in some legislative races. But then only 8 bills related to immigration were filed. Only 2 of those had any action: Senate Bill 868, which prohibited sanctuary cities, and House Bill 1362, which made it a felony to be in the state illegally without proper documentation. It passed the House but was not heard in Senate committee. Coincidentally, House Bill 1362 amended the law created in 2024 by House Bill 4156, which created the crime of impermissible occupation. A federal judge imposed an indefinite injunction this past week on enforcement of that law.
So that will do it for now. Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find audio and transcripts at kgou.org. And look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Capital Insider, sponsored by United for Oklahoma, tribal nations building unity and economic strength to benefit all Oklahomans. More at unitedforoklahoma.com. Oklahoma thrives together.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you were going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.